Hi, beloved. How are you? It's March 2024, and I have a message for all of us for March. We will do what needs to be done for truth and justice. So just let us shine our lights on the wrongs that lurk in the shadows. And this is not just about acknowledging the truth, but it's about fostering a culture of justice and inclusion within our faith communities. As Unitarian Universalists, we aim to create safe, inclusive spaces for all. And what's in my mind, it speaks about the double-sided coin of spirituality and the fuel that it ignites in helping us to side with love and reject injustices. When we speak up and not over those we aim to support, we foster a culture of respect and understanding. When we walk with and not in front of historically excluded people, we live into this authentic allyship. This matters because, as a faith, we're aspiring to be a beloved community. However, despite our best intentions, without a strong foundation and allyship as a spiritual competency, our intentions will continue to either fall flat or, at best, keep us from going backwards. In this time of the anti-DEI legislation and the rolling back of civil and human rights, we need more. We need more than just staying in place. We need to move forward with urgency, with strength, and with love. And bringing these topics to the pulpit on Sunday mornings is a start. And for deep change, our communities need adult faith development and similar learning opportunities, just opportunities to transform our intentions into spiritual practices. Hour-long sermons create awareness and reflection, and we need more on top of that. We need to create and be intentional about supporting more intimate spaces that move our hearts and put our hands to work in our congregations and in the communities in which we are a part. And this is one reason why, in addition to serving as a guest in various pulpits, I have been creating an enriching catalog of adult faith development classes that I offer. And my newest course is an inclusive sexual harassment training for both congregational staff and volunteers. Because it's not enough to simply condemn disrespect and inappropriate behavior. We really must equip our membership and staff with the knowledge and tools to prevent, identify, and address these kind of issues. And so, beloved community, it's more of a journey than a destination. We know this. We know this. And we will make mistakes. We know this too. And we will fail sometimes. Beloved community, it's a high expectation. And to live into it, we need support, information, and leadership. Giving our membership and staff the knowledge and resources they need is critical. And I have found that Sunday mornings often reveal what work needs to be done, while small group ministries solidify our commitment and nurture our deep change. So let us just shine our lights on what needs our love in this world. I believe providing inclusive sexual harassment training to staff and volunteers is one way, and there are many ways. Allyship seminars, right relations workshops, bystander trainings. We can look to the wisdom of Ida B. Wells when she says, "The way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them." Shine the light, have crucial conversations, reconnect with your mission, reconnect with each other. Beloved community includes being in right relations with each other. We need the light to shine in order to facilitate truth-telling and the safe space necessary to walk with each other in this love that we're talking about. And this is not just a matter of faith, but a matter of human dignity and respect. Our faith communities reflect our society, and we have responsibility to ensure that they are safe, inclusive, and respectful spaces for all. And if we don't, people won't want to join us. If we don't, people are not going to want to stay at our congregations. So we really need to stand together in this pursuit of the truth and this pursuit of shining the light on the wrongs and working toward creating this culture of respect and understanding. So let's do this. Let's do this outside of worship services where we can experience this deep change in smaller groups together. And when we have these hard conversations, despite our fears, despite our reservations, we can better let go of the past and focus on the future. That's what I believe. And if this resonates with you, join a small group ministry at your congregation. Sign up for that adult faith development class you saw in your church's newsletter. Reach out to me to bring my inclusive sexual harassment training prevention to your staff, to your volunteers. Invite me to be a guest in your pulpit or have me facilitate one of my other signature enrichment courses at your community. You know, share this message with your church friends and let's spread the word. Let's make a difference. It's one community at a time. There are so many options. The goal is to do something. The goal is to take that action. All right. So remember, we need more than staying in place. We need to move forward. So may we do this. May we move forward with urgency, strength, and love. See you next time, beloveds. May it be so.